Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and I am so excited for our next guest, Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always wonderful to sit across from somebody smiling, so thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Friday.
Fridays are great, aren't they?
I love it.
Did I shock you a little bit there?
No.
I went up when I was supposed to stay down.
That's
but hey, we're always up in this studio, right?
It's Friday. It's the sun is shining. It's going to be a great day. We're going to have a great weekend.
That's awesome. What's going on?
So, you know, with Visit Pensacola, we love to be able to share the messaging of all the great things to do. So we've got a very, very big and diverse and included events calendar. And we always encourage people to go check out our website, visitpensacola.com, to see all the latest and greatest events. But it kind of breaks things down into sections, right? Like if you want to get outdoors, if there's free festivals, if there's happy hours, if there's concerts going on. And then we kind of break it out too into our signature events. So what are those big things that are coming? Like, you know, we just finished up the air show, which was incredible. And hopefully everyone had a really good time and the weather was great.
I did.
Good.
It was my first air show. I was so excited. I think everybody's already heard this. My father was in the Navy, so when he met my mom, he stayed in the same state, and we would go each year to the air base and watch the Blue Angels.
I love it.
And then when I was older, I became an EMT, and I volunteered with their medical team, but I haven't seen them in years, and I'm not really sure how much I had remembered or paid attention to it when, you know, when you're working. And this was a true delight. I mean, I stood next to Brent.
Who literally, and I've said this on both stations, is a kid in the candy store when it comes to the Blue Angels.
I'm telling you, there's no candy available sometimes. I mean, it is fabulous. And I was actually filming them with my little trusty Pixel, and I was standing next to my boyfriend, and I knew Brent was behind me, and I kind of like scooched down a move. He's like, "You don't think you're in Brent's way, right?"
And that was so like, funny.
All 5'6" of me is not in Brent's way. But no, it was excellent. And Brent gets so excited, as does every person that's there, no matter how many times they have seen the Blue Angels. They are so excited.
Yeah, Brent and I have been kind of working the show and talking about it, God, since I moved back in 2012.
You left?
I did. I left for a little while and then came back. But, you know, I came back,
that's right. Everyone
does.
Yes.
So, but to say that, like, it's the same show, but it's different every single year.
Right.
And like, it doesn't matter how many times you watch it. It literally never gets old.
And it amazes you each time.
Absolutely. And that's why I think, you know, yes, we had our beach air show. Everyone did incredible. Hats off to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Robbie, the whole team crushed it. But now we get to look forward to the homecoming show.
Which is going to be
so cool because they're flying with the Thunderbirds, and that's something that hasn't happened. So
really,
it's going to be really exciting to watch them fly together on our base, closing out their season. Like, it's just this big homecoming event because, you know, the Thunderbirds, they're located right down the street. So
that's super cool because when I was growing up, I was telling you that they were, you know, there every single year.
Yeah.
Now it gets altered. So this year, the Thunderbirds are in Maine, and my brother was semi-jealous. He's jealous that I live here, first of all.
He was jealous. As he should be.
Of course. I think my mom is, too. But he was like, we're going to see the Thunderbirds this year. And I was like, so now I'm going to be like, guess what?
Yeah, it's pretty cool that at the air shows, and I learned this when we participated in the Chicago air show a few years back with the Blues, they switch. So it's like, I don't know if it's every other year or not. Don't quote me on that. But they'd switch.
Same.
So they're usually not in the same show. So to have them at our homecoming show, for them both to be from Northwest Florida, like, that's just going to be so cool. I'm so excited. And to watch it from the base, it's just a different experience altogether. And
I'm so more
excited
now.
Their families are there. Their kids are watching. You have all of these retired veterans that come out and just really support it. It's different than the beach. The beach is incredible. And there's no scenery like those beautiful beaches and those Blue Angels above it. But to have them at home.
Somebody else said that to me.
Gives me goosebumps.
Me too. I'm starting to get that little Jess up the right arm, down the left arm. No, somebody else said that. If you think this is great, wait until homecoming. So I'm excited.
And we always promote it as like two very different shows, right? It's just two different experiences. And one is not better than the other because they're just so different. So that's a big one coming up. Seafood Festival will be coming up. Have you been to our seafood festival?
I haven't. So tell me about the seafood festival, because I obviously, from one tip of, you know, down to the next tip, I love seafood.
Well, again, as everyone should. I mean, I should be jealous that you live here.
I couldn't move from one ocean to another without seafood.
So, you know, the Seafood Festival put on by the Fiesta organization. It's an annual event. It's a signature event. They just dropped their headliners for their music, and I think the Molly Ringwalds are on that list, which is so fun.
Ooh.
If you've never seen them, you definitely have
to. That is awesome.
But it's a weekend festival. It's free to go. There's different art vendors. There's food. They do their golf to table. They've got the food trucks. It's just seafood of all kinds.
Oh, yum.
There's a kids area. Fiesta does an incredible job with all of their events, and seafood is one of the, unlike any other, it's probably one of the largest seafood festivals. You know, we've kind of deemed Pensacola the festival city of the South because literally there's something all the time
That's
going
what I love.
On. And we love talking to media about it because I always say, like, if you live here, if you're visiting here, yes, you want to go to the beach. We all want to go to the beach.
No-brainer.
I love the beach. But after a couple days, I'm like, okay, my skin is crispy and like I need other things to do. The nice thing is that we always have great festivals. We always have great events. We have awesome museums that you can go to. If it's rainy, like if it rains this weekend, go to the Naval Aviation Museum.
Yeah.
Go to the Arts Museum.
Yes.
Go to the History Museum. Like, these are really cool, world-class museums.
Yes.
Right here in Northwest Florida. So it really kind of sets Pensacola apart, and it's what makes my job so easy because I just get to talk about all the fun things.
She's not smiling at all during this conversation.
It's so fun, though, because it's like there's something for everyone. There's something for, like, the whole family.
Yeah.
There's something for every price point, no matter if you're coming here and you need, you know, the most budget-friendly trip or if you're ready to just kind of splurge and go all out. We've got something for everyone.
That is awesome. And I was sharing earlier with you that I just love – I mean, obviously, I love going to your website. I love going to your social media. But I love – seeing what other people who don't live here are posting, and people we're coming down, you know, asking questions, and I just think it's amazing.
Yeah. So on our social, with that being said, we love sharing everyone else's experiences. The team and I really pride ourselves on having an authentic voice, and really, you know, we're just the storytellers. That's our job. But you're telling the story, and so let us do that. Kind of like with the media, right? Like
right.
You want to have your listeners be a part of what you're talking about. And so for us, like, if you're here or if you're planning a trip, ask us questions. That's literally our job. We get paid to help you plan your vacation.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But we also want to share what you've loved so much because we see it and breathe it and live it every single day. But sometimes we're like, oh my gosh, did you know so-and-so and they did this, this, and this? I didn't even think about that. So tag us. Tag at Visit Pensacola on all social media channels. Our hashtag, The Way to Beach. Show us your way to beach, right? We created that tagline because Pensacola truly does have it all. And it's either your way to beach can be that you're just sitting on the beach with your toes in the sand and a book in hand. Your way to beach can be paddleboarding. Your way to beach can be having oysters for the first time. Your way to beach can be going to the Sanger Theater and seeing a show because you've never been able to experience a show before. It's whatever your way to beach. I sound like
I love
a broken
it.
Record.
Hashtag.
Yeah. You know, and we want to know everyone else's. Like, I have mine. You have yours.
Yeah.
But, like, what's everyone else's? So tag us. It makes the team's job way easier. They love sharing. And it's fun. It's fun.
And sometimes, no matter how long you've been here, somebody else's way to beach becomes, oh, wow, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's what I like about it is there's things you can do, but there's things that people who have been here for 5, 6, even way longer than that,
correct,
many years here, don't know or haven't explored yet.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we keep saying beaches, we have two world-class islands. We have Pensacola Beach. We have Perdido Key. They are vastly different, but they are gorgeous. They are so much fun. They're accessible. There's ways for people to experience them. And again, it's however you want to plan your vacation. We've got it. If you don't like the beach at all, well, then let's go stay downtown.
Right.
Let's go and enjoy Palafox Market.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go to a gallery night.
Right.
Let's go and just do all of the museums and walk around and rent a Segway or grab a bike. You know, I think the best thing about our community is we're all working hand in hand to make it more walkable, more safer, more accessible.
I was going to say accessible for sure.
You know, we all play a role in that. And so for Visit Pensacola, we just want to make sure we're sharing all of that with everyone.
That is awesome. I do love downtown. I may or may not love one particular shop that I walk out with like three giant hunks of fudge. Two for myself, one for, you know, Chris that lives with me. You can have that one.
And sometimes we'll share.
Exactly. If he does not eat it fast enough, then I just take little slices off he starts to notice.
It's like when you make fresh baked cookies and they're just like sitting on the counter. Well, like they're just sitting there.
It's so hard. And they're so good when they're warm. You want to make sure that every one is top notch.
Exactly.
That is awesome. So being myself new here, like what would be the one place or I'm sure there's more than one place, but what would be like the top couple places that you'd be like, Jess, you have to go do this?
Gosh, that's a hard one for me because
I love it all.
But, you know, obviously I always say like, you've got to go to the beach, whether it be Perdido Key or Pensacola Beach. You got to go. You got to see our smooth, white, creamy sand. You've got to experience the water, especially on those days where it's just so flat and crystal clear, blue, straight to the bottom. Like, you literally feel like you're in a Caribbean island or that you've, like, traveled across the globe to go to some of these beaches that you see online. You don't have to. It's right here in our own backyard.
That's what nabbed me to get here. Yeah. I came in January. I came and visited.
Honestly, when it's colder, the water is spectacular.
Yeah, we came here for the 20th anniversary of Cat Country, and I fell in love, and it was chilly, and I was like, what's happening here? I come from the land of chill, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. It was burnt. That beach, the sand, was just in my mind. Couldn't get rid of it.
So we run a campaign in the winter for our what traditionally are known as snowbirds. Now we just call them winter visitors because everyone is allowed to visit in the winter. But we always say like warm up your winter. And so for us, it's like trade your snow for the white sand. Because even if it is a little chilly, like you said, it's never colder than it is in Chicago in January or in Canada or, you know, anywhere in the Midwest or up north. Like it's not that cold. And I can put on a sweatshirt and still walk those beautiful beaches and feel like, God, this is relaxing. And what a beautiful way to experience a new destination.
So great. We actually have a comment in the text line. If you want to join the conversation, 850-437-1620. Call us, text us. Here's what we have. Refresh locals and visitors Sundays are 2-for-1 downtown, 12 to 4. Pensacola Art and History Museums are one price for both, half off.
Awesome.
And we got the smiley face with the sunglasses, so that is super cool.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, gosh, UWF and Historic Village, they are just doing such amazing things to kind of bring downtown to life beyond just the great shops and bars and boutiques that we have and the food. God, we could talk about the food all day. But Historic Village, if you've not walked those properties and seen not only the History Museum, the Children's Museum, the Arts Museum, but been able to walk the village, kind of where it connects Museum Plaza to Old Christ Church, and you've seen the characters, and they're out there, and they're doing lessons. Like, it's so cool.
I love that.
You just walk through, and it's like, oh, they're building a fire, or they're in their kitchen. And, you know, we were fortunate enough, we did a fun project with A Taste of History, which is a PBS show, and we highlighted three chefs, and I made them cook in the outdoor kitchen of Historic Village.
Oh, my.
With local flavors to talk about our heritage. It happened to be the coldest day in January ever known to man. So they still remind me of that. If they're listening, they're laughing right
now.
And
she's smiling.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, my God, it's cold. I'll do coffee runs. So we went to local coffee shops and got lots of coffee. But it was so cool to watch these modern-day chefs take over this outdoor kitchen that has nothing. Fire and a pot and figure it out. And we created a whole 30-minute show. You can still watch it today on PBS, but it's just so cool that we can blend our history and our right now and our present and really show off like what Pensacola was and what Pensacola is and where we're going. It's just exciting.
And what an amazing experience for them as well as chefs.
Oh, yeah.
That is so cool. My son is a chef. He lives he lives in the UK. He needs to come here.
Yeah. Well, we have lots of chefs that have gone over to the UK. They've trained. They've come back. Blake Rushing is one in particular. He owns Union Public House. If you've not been to their new restaurant, it's delicious and amazing and beautiful.
Awesome.
But, yes, he has to come visit.
I'm finding reasons for him to come back. I know there's plenty of them, and he's like, kind of, hey, and yeah, come back.
Yeah, or just come visit.
Yes, come visit.
You don't have to come back for good.
No, it's been a little while.
Because then you can go visit him.
That's right.
And what a fun trip to take to go over to the UK.
Absolutely. I will tell you, I keep saying, am I going to get depressed over there because the limit of the sun there compared to here?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. The nice thing is we do quite a bit with Visit Florida, which is the state tourism department, and they promote the whole state. But we are big partners with them to promote Pensacola, and they can just elevate our voice and stretch our dollars and really help tell the story on an even bigger platform. So we do some stuff with them in the UK, which is really exciting because the Brits love Florida. It's top market.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
So for us, it's like, well, let's get them here, and then let's get them to a new experience. Let's get them to Pensacola. So that's kind of been our role that we've played. But they love it. And every time we go to the United Kingdom, it's sunny.
That's awesome.
I'm bringing you the Florida sunshine.
And I think he's like, come on. But he actually lives on the coast, so he has seafood, does a lot of seafood stuff too. So it's like once that was bred in him growing up, way up there in Maine, and he went to the UK and he's on the water there. I think that this would be an even easier sell for
him. Because their coast and our coast are just different.
I'll tell you, the coast here is completely different. When it's hot, I can still walk across the sand. When it is hot in Maine, you cannot walk on that sand. No. I mean, you have to use your flip-flops. But here, too, just the colors and the nice breeze that you get off of the ocean, and it just makes me feel so happy. I love it.
I mean, it's one of the easiest selling points of our sand doesn't stick to you, and you can walk on it all year long. Which is just, again, it's an easy sell.
I did hear one time from a friend that if you find sand in your, they have a truck, so it said in their truck, but if you find sand in your car, you know you're home. And sometimes
I love that.
I took a picture and I said, there's sand in my car.
I love that. I might have to make a sticker. If my team's listening, they love to make stickers. So they'll be like, oh, here's a proof right when I get back.
Well, the person I stole that from may be listening as
perfect. Which is I love it. Thank you for the idea because that's a good one. I love that a lot.
That is awesome.
You can check our website for events. You can check our socials for events. But the other cool thing I wanted to share is if you're here in Escambia County, so Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, Century, like we break everything up into neighborhoods. We have 8 neighborhoods. We talk about them all. But if you've got events going on, we promote them for free. So you can put them on our calendar events for free.
For free.
Yeah, and I mean, that calendar gets so much traffic by residents and by visitors. We also use that to pool and post on our social media channels. So every week the team pools events that are upcoming and they post about them. Awesome. Again, if you tag us in the photo, if you tag us in your captions, if you use our hashtags, that's how we see them faster. And we're always looking for ways to share. But that website listing is huge.
Yeah, I was checking it out. And it's amazing, too, because when people do come to visit, they're checking out your website and they're checking out the events, which is awesome. It just amplifies everything.
It amplifies everything. But also on the website, you know, if you've got friends and family coming into town and you're like, well, we know what we like to do, but they want to do XYZ. We've got dedicated itineraries on there that you can go and look at to generate ideas. We've got all of our listings broken up into sections so you can go and see like beaches, things to do, events, places to stay. Like if you don't want your family to stay with you, we've got a lot of accommodations that would love to have them. Food and drink, as I said, like there's so much culinary here. Whether it's like the walk-up flip-flop bars or the fine dining white linen tablecloths, like you can have it all. Our food truck scene is just growing at rapid speed.
Yes, it is.
And it's all delicious.
Yes,
so
it is.
So it's like, I need to like walk more. Thank God we're a walkable city because, you know, we have so much great food and there's so much like food festivals and just the opportunity is unlimited. And so I really hope that anyone listening, residents and or visitors, like they take advantage of that because you've got something really special right here at your fingertips.
And it's quality festivals.
Absolutely.
It's not like you're just having a festival to have one and it's not any good. Like every single one is fabulous.
Yes. Fabulous.
I like the walk-in food truck thing. Like, I'm just going to take a few laps around all the other food trucks and I'll be back to the next one, get some food and I'll take a
it's
few
a
more
sampler.
Laps.
It's a daily sampler.
I love that. It's great because you don't, sometimes you're not sure what you want to have and you can just, you know, have a little bit from here, a little bit from there.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So you haven't been to Seafood Festival, so we've got to get you there.
Okay.
Then we've got to get you to the homecoming show.
Yep.
Fufu Festival will be coming up.
What is that?
And that is 2 weeks of dedicated festivals that support and celebrate arts, culture, and entertainment. So
awesome.
That is put on by ACE.
Okay.
Arts, culture, entertainment.
Yep.
They give out grants to nonprofits who apply to present events that they wouldn't regularly have on their programming. So we kind of promote it as like, this is a once in a lifetime. It's not coming back and it will never happen again. So you should probably go and check it out during those 2 weeks.
Awesome.
And so Fufu Festival has been around. This is the 11th year. The events are always different, but we really work to not just have things on those cornerstone weekends.
Yep.
So the good thing is there's big events that happen within those 2 weeks. So like the Greater Gulf Coast Arts Festival, the Blue Angels Homecoming Festival. Those are those cornerstone events. But then there's other really cool, fun stuff. Like Historic Village is going to do these blue trees project where like different trees will be painted blue. Don't worry, it's safe paint. It will wash off. It will not hurt the trees. Disclaimer. They've done lots of research on this. So there'll be that. There's public art installations. There's a music festival. The Handlebar is getting involved in doing some stuff. So it's really the gamut.
Yep.
Who else is it? Pensacola Little Theater is getting involved. Fiesta is doing something. So truly, whatever you're interested in, there is something for you. But it's just a fun way, again, to like get out in the cooler months when it's not hot outside.
Yeah.
And you can go and enjoy something. The majority of the events are free. There are some ticketed opportunities. Everything can be found out on the website. But we're really excited about that. And then it really just kind of moves into like the holidays.
Yeah.
Like, what did I see the other day? And it was like X amount of Saturdays until Halloween, which like I'm a spooky girl
I
season.
I love Halloween.
I love it. Fufu Festival's kicking off on Halloween.
Ooh.
So, you know, all the things.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
Oh, I love it. I love a theme. I love a costume. Anyone who knows me that's listening knows that.
You have my heart. I love a theme. I love a costume.
I'm
yes.
a Halloween
yes.
Horror Nights girl. I love a scary haunted house. It's just so much fun to me.
The haunted houses I'm on the fence with, but I always like to do them. I will tell you, we did a haunted house and Chris like walks through them with his eyes open and I don't necessarily, but we took my youngest boy and he held on to me the whole time. And at the end, he left me and he runs across me and trips me and I fall down and the gentleman with the chainsaw came over to help me out. And
see,
I was,
they have to be nice.
They did, but I like covered my head like, Jess, it's just a costume. Like, calm down.
But it doesn't matter.
But I was like, my hip.
No, I love it. It's just so much fun to me. I like, whenever, what's the station, and they do like 20 days of Halloween movies or something like that, like Hocus Pocus, Practical Magic.
That
like, I could go on and on and
year,
on. I'm sure Julio's listening and like, these movies, Nicole. But I love them. I love them all.
That's awesome. This area is wonderful because it's full of different themes.
Absolutely.
And different events where you can put on a costume and or put on your best dress and get some good food.
Oh, God, I hear the music. Are we done?
They're cutting us off.
Ah, well, go to visitpensacola.com. Follow us along on social media. We'll be back next month, but thanks for having me.
This has been so great. Thank you so much for coming. Don't forget to check out Visit Pensacola.